Magic Moment Line, you're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
My name is Edward. I live in Houston, Texas.
Hey, Edward, how are you tonight?
I'm okay. I'm in my early 40s. About 12, 13 years ago, I was a traveling salesman.
Mm-hmm.
I was traveling through California, Los Angeles, matter of fact. And I was kind of a selfish person. I single, fresh out the army. I didn't have any attachments. Didn't have any responsibilities other than the job I did. And the job I did was a traveling salesman, so there was really no real responsibilities there either. Me and my friends had been out partying one night. It had been a good sales week, and I was standing outside alone. I was smoking a cigarette, because back then I smoked, and I saw a lady walking down the street.
Okay.
It was a very dirty part of town. I mean, this was Los Angeles, California, in the middle of the night, and I saw a young lady walking down the street. And close she got, I realized this was not a woman at all. This was a little girl, I mean, a child walking the streets of Los Angeles in the middle of the night. And even through the fog of liquor that I've been drinking that night, she touched me. It touched me that was something profoundly wrong with the notion of this little girl walking on the street in the middle of the night. And the event changed me personally, because I'm a better person now than I was before that event.
Oh, was this a real person, or was it a ghost?
No, she was a very real person.
Did you find her parents, or what was she doing wandering around?
It's kind of sad to say, but she was working.
Yeah, that is.
It was a very profound moment in my life. It moved me so much that years later, after I'd gotten my act together and I'd settled down, I'm a married man now. I've been married for almost 12 years now. I've been married. I have responsibility in my life. I've got a steady job. I'm going back to school, but I can trace it all back in my life to that moment, because it was a time of life when I actually felt something for somebody else other than myself. And
almost like the little kid might have been an angel. You know that?
To me, she might as well have been an angel, because if that had never happened, if I'd never seen her walk on the street, I might never have made the connection. I never have become the person that I am today.
Wow. Well, I see. That was your magic moment. There you go. Magic Moment Line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Uh-huh.
This is Jeff from Lynchburg, Virginia.
Hey, Jeff. What was your magic moment?
George, when I was 11, I was in the basement putting together a model airplane, and my friend came over real scared, saying they had just played with a Ouija board and said someone was going to die. As soon as I finished my model airplane, my next-door neighbor died.
Oh, my.
Now, George, get this. In the next 6 months, I built two more airplanes, and two more neighbors died each time. My parents said, son, there's something spooky going on here. No more model airplanes. And I'm now in my 50s, and I can remember in detail each airplane that I made.
I got to tell you something. Did you ever, after that then, build another model plane?
Not after those three, and it made me think that maybe there is a dark side, that somebody was working through me. And I even wrote a note to Stephen King in the 80s and told him what happened after I graduated from college. He wrote me a note back and said he would consider the information I had given him. And I thought about the movie. Now, Pet Sematary was close, but I do believe, George, that the dark side can work through people. And I'm very glad that I cut that off.
Why do you think the airplanes? How do you think they had anything to do with this whole episode of the neighbors dying?
Well, you know, I didn't think of it, George, so much as airplanes as I did that I had done something with glue and finished it. And what is the story about the guff, that once you lose, you gain one?
You lose
one. And I know that's far-fetched, but I just I really wish I could explain it.
That is strange. Okay. I don't see the tie-in with the people dying other than it's a very bizarre situation. Magic Moment line, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Yes, sir. Give me your best magic moment.
My best magic moment, the only one that I really consider. Let's see, I was about 14 years old. First love of my life broke up with me. I was, like, totally devastated. So I'm walking down the street about 10:30 at night, just crying and trying to figure out what I'm going to do with myself and everything. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, I just wanted to die. I thought to myself, God, I wish maybe a car would just hit me or something. Well, lo and behold, a car did hit me.
Oh, geez.
It wasn't that devastating. He just kind of skimmed me and bruised my thigh and everything. But I remember falling. But the thing is that taught me two very important lessons in life. And I'm hoping that maybe this will help the caller that his fiance,
yes,
killed herself. I hope this helps him. The two lessons that it taught me was, the most important one is that positive thinking is a very strong and real thing. Ever since then, you know, it's just done tremendous things in my life. And the other thing that it definitely taught me was, be very, very careful, people, of what you ask for.
It does come, and it comes with consequences. Thank you.